This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good morning. I wanted to start this morning as we begin this new year to take just a moment to check in with all of you and just to ask you how you're feeling. I think January, right, is a time of new beginnings. It can be filled with hope and anticipation and excitement, but it can also feel like a continuation, perhaps, of what was already difficult or heavy. There may still be unanswered questions or unfulfilled dreams from last year. Perhaps you're still mourning or grieving a loss. After all, just because the calendar resets or begins anew, it doesn't mean that everything else starts over or is forgotten. So how are you feeling as we begin this new year? What are you excited about or anticipating? What perhaps might you be nervous about or dreading? What do you carry with you as we begin this new year? And I think it's important because these mixed emotions, if it's hope and anxiety or anticipation and fear, they're not signs of failure. They're not a lack of faith. They're simply marks of the human condition. And they're also true to the very world into which the Christ child first arrived. The gospel lesson that we heard this morning comes from the readings for the Feast of the Epiphany, and it centers on the arrival of the Magi and the birth of Christ, as found in Matthew. The Christ child enters the world, and somehow the birth of this child brings fear and confusion, but also hope and promise. The light breaks in, and it brings both disruption and joy. The powers of the world are threatened, and violence looms overhead. It seems that Epiphany light doesn't simply offer comfort, it also exposes the truth of the world and the truth of our hearts. Epiphany is not the story of God revealing God's self to a peaceful and a ready world. It's the story of God revealing God's self in the middle of political anxiety and fear and violence. The light doesn't wait until the world is safe. It appears precisely where the world is most unsettled, and perhaps also where transformation is most necessary. I think that's what makes Epiphany both beautiful and dangerous. God shows up not to affirm the way things are, but to expose them, to shine a light, and to invite transformation. The arrival of the child in Matthew is announced by the Magi, astronomers, wise men, foreigners who come from afar. And they travel a great distance simply to follow a star. They leave their homes behind to witness something new that is happening in the world. They risk encounters with foreign rulers. They face the dangers of the road, all to follow this sign. And it's interesting that the outsiders travel to see the young child in person, while the chief priests and the scribes, those who know the scriptures, those who know the prophecies, they stay away, struck with fear. The insiders have the knowledge and the awareness, but they refuse to move or to take action. They're frozen in place by fear and by their desire to preserve the status quo. So this story challenges and dismantles our assumptions. It's the foreigner and the outsider who's open to God's revelation and who receives it, while the insiders are threatened. The outsiders worship and bring gifts, while the insiders stay within their existing structures. The insiders fear change and upheaval. They sense a challenge to the political and the cultural structures of their time. And to be fair, Herod's fear is real. He seeks to protect the structures that keep him in power and in control. And this anxiety leads to violence and an inability to see what is truly happening. God's revelation is perceived as a threat because it brings change and transformation. We might take a moment and ask ourselves, when do we prefer stability and structure over God's inbreaking transformation of the world? When do we cling to the past to avoid the world-changing power of God's revelation? We have to remember that fear doesn't always look like anger. Sometimes it looks like protecting what has always worked. Sometimes we take risks and we travel like the Magi, but other times we're more like the scribes and the scholars. We know the story, we know the scripture, we know the language, but we merely point the way to Bethlehem without risking our lives to travel the road and to witness revelation firsthand. We stay where things are comfortable and known instead of risking change. Our inclination is to imagine ourselves when we hear this story as the Magi who welcome the revelation. But if we're honest, I think we're oftentimes the scribes, clinging to the status quo and to what is familiar. Even the Magi's gifts symbolize this tension that the child's birth brings. Gold and frankincense symbolize kingship and royalty and worship, while myrrh, a spice used in embalming, points towards the cost that will ultimately be paid. There will be revelation and transformation and worship, but there will also be sacrifice and death. This change comes with an ultimate cost. And the Magi sense this tension and the threat of violence, and they choose to go home by another way. What they witness changes them, and they act to protect the vulnerable child. They prove throughout the story to be open to new revelation and to be willing to change. We too come to church each week bearing our gifts. We bring our talents and offerings of time and service and money. We bring our questions, our anxiety, our joy, and our fears. We kneel in worship and praise, and we open our minds and our hearts to hear. We come to the altar and we're fed and nourished with spiritual food, with the broken body and blood, and we're united with God and one another. And then we too are sent out into the world by another way. Something in us has changed, and we don't return to the world in the same way we entered. Like the Magi, we are not sent back into a safer or a sanitized world, but into a truer one. We're asked to see with fresh eyes and an open heart. We go back changed, not because our questions have been answered, but because we've encountered God's presence in vulnerability. And having seen that light, we cannot return the same way that we came. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.